from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Susan Stamberg. The final report of the September 11th Commission is scheduled to be released next week, the result of 18 months of bipartisan investigation. But the wait has been shortened in part as portions of the report have been leaked to the press. The New York Times has been talking to government officials who have seen the 500-plus page document. Today, the paper reports that the 9/11 commissioners recommend the creation of a cabinet-level post to oversee the nation's intelligence agency. Joining us, Philip Sheenan of the New York Times. Hello to you.
Hi, Susan.
Tell us the job description for this super intelligence position.
Well, this is somebody who will be presumably close to the president, who will have responsibility for all 15 intelligence agencies in the government. Currently, the director of Central Intelligence, who until recently had been George Tenet, was responsible for day-to-day management of the CIA, but had some sort of oversight of the other 14 agencies that do intelligence. But he had no control over their budgets. He had no control over their hiring and firing. Apparently, this new position, this national intelligence director, would have real authority over all 15 agencies.
Mm-hmm. This morning on our air, Daniel Schor said every time the government runs into a problem, it appoints a czar. And you remember, we've had a drug czar, an energy czar, so now we've got a czar for intelligence.
The proposals being not for just that reason, that this isn't the fix that people pretend it to be. And this is similar in many ways to what happened after 9/11 in terms of the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, that you want a Homeland Security czar who has all the control over all the mechanisms of domestic security. But I think there's an awful lot of criticism over the way the Department of Homeland Security was created and over whether or not the Secretary, Tom Ridge, has any real authority.
Yeah, well, this new proposal, however, sounds fraught with turf and bureaucratic battles because you've got the CIA, the FBI, the NSC, and the Pentagon involved here.
Absolutely. You know, I don't think people are generally aware of the fact that really the Pentagon controls the bulk of the intelligence community. There's something like $40 billion spent every year on intelligence, and most of that is spent by the Pentagon. And it seems hard to believe that Secretary Rumsfeld is going to be happy about turning over budget authority over his agencies to somebody operating in the White House.
What about reactions from the other Washington institutions, policymakers in town, the Congress?
Really, this idea is not a new one, the idea of a national intelligence czar. And there are a lot of folks on Capitol Hill who've been talking about this for years. And there was a White House intelligence panel set up a couple of years ago led by Brent Scowcroft, the former national security advisor who thought this was a good idea. So there will be a lot of support for this idea, even as others at the Pentagon and the CIA and elsewhere try to knock it down.
Yes. Well, let us just, as an aside, sort of make it clear here, Philip Sheenan, have you actually seen a copy of the report yourself?
I have not.
Yeah. But from what you have been able to gather and the people you've been speaking to, can you tell us any other recommendations that the commissioners are likely to make?
I think there are going to be dozens, if not hundreds of them, everything from improvements needed in airport security to a restructuring of the FBI. I think the FBI is going to be a real target of this report to changes in immigration law.
Mm-hmm. And where will the biggest conflicts come, do you think, the biggest controversies once it all gets out there?
Well, the biggest controversy certainly over the last several weeks is what the commission is going to say about the relationship between Iraq and al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. The White House had harped on this purported relationship in arguing for last year's invasion. I think the commission has come down pretty strongly on the side of the idea that there wasn't, at least there isn't, any compelling evidence of a real collaborative tie between the two.
Thank you very much, Philip Sheenan of the New York Times. His story on the 9/11 Commission's recommendation of a cabinet-level national intelligence director appears in today's paper. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.